Lowe's knows that no matter your paint project, saving is at the top of your list. That's why when you shop today, you can buy one, get one free select Valspar and HGTV Home by Sherwin-Williams one-coat coverage interior paints via rebate. Shop these deals in-store or online today at Lowe's. We help, you save. Selection varies by location. While supplies last. Discount taken at time of purchase. See sales associate for details. Offer valid 8/21 through 9/3.
Are you ready, Jerry?
I'm ready.
Just want to make sure you're ready, brother. Show me the money.
Just a remix. Yeah. All I do is win, 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 no matter what.
Oh, you didn't know?
Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling. Every day I'm hustling.
You put my shoes on, you wouldn't last a mile.
Summertime, wintertime, I'm on the grind.
I got the ring, I'm the champ, I'm the genie of the lamp.
Smoke that joint.
Hey, what up, what up? We got another best ball draft going down. Yes, this is Division 229. It is the Jurassic World Division. It is going down. Shout out to the crew. Let's see. Lalo Lyle, what up, what up? Rohit, what up? It's Ziggy, what up? It's a matter of fact, please, let me get an evaluation. Oh, man, why did he pay? Someone just paid with... All right, okay. How's everyone liking their team so far? So the audio is shit. What the hell's going on? Why is the audio shit? Yeah, what is going on? Everything on my end looks like it's good. How about that? Did that change anything? Okay. All right. Good. Okay. Yeah. I shut off the computer before starting? Man. All right. Okay. All right. We got to smoke. We're getting into round 11 here. And we've had three IDP players off the board so far. Zaire Franklin, Roquan, and Fred Warner. Dominic, what up, bro? He said, what up, crew? He said, fuck, this week has killed me. I don't even think I've had a draft this week. Man, bro, everything all right at work? I know you said that you had to shit can someone and that made you get a little bit more busy. Is that what you're dealing with still? All right, let's see. One pick in front of me. Okay. I think it might be YouTube. It could be. I don't know how good Godwin's going to be with the 11th round, but we got it. Okay. And all right. We got a guy who lives in Australia. And so he has to pay me through Square. And then I update to what's it called to. And then I got to send to League Safe and pay for him. All right. Whoa. Judkins in the 11th. Lalo Lyle getting a little risky over there. But you know what? No risk it, no biscuit. So I ain't mad at you, bro. And there goes Javonte Williams off the board. It's like the last of the running backs. Okay. Almost got this one paid for. All right. Tell me. Let me know, guys. Let me know how the songs are here. We're gonna throw a song in. Let's get a little bit gangsta. You tell me it's too high, too low, whatever. Hopefully it's good. Dominic says, still picking up the pieces. Damn, got it before I am for inventory today. I'm fried. I believe it, bro. I believe it. Four picks in front of me. Here we go. I canceled it. For me. hustle, hustle. Trying to get mine. I bump you. One in front of me. Here we go. Where are you going? Things in my life. Smokers don't like seeds in the crib, that's chronic. And I'm selling them for five. I know how to grind. Ooh, Trey Harris right in front of me. Getting money, man. All right, lots of picks in front of me now. It's the hustler's ambition. Close your eyes. This is part of the game. All right, who's smoking with me? Ooh, good pick right after me. They went in Joku, and nobody let me know. How's the volume sound? Can you hear me over the volume? Is the song loud enough to hear but low enough for me to talk over it? I'm trying to get mine. Ooh, Caden Ellis off the board. I want to find things in my life, so I hustle. All right. Thanks, Dominic. We are in round 12, almost done with round 12. We are moving. We are moving. Still a handful of picks before gets back to me. Says stream today is bad. It keeps buffering and pausing. Man, it's not even showing me that I'm like that I've got any internet issues or anything. Let me see. Let me try to turn it on. I didn't have YouTube on in the background, but I'm pulling it up now. Yeah, usually I know if it's like buffering because it'll be like some internet like issues on like my end. Crispy and Toyota One said it was messing up earlier. Let's see. All right, I put it on my TV. All right, and looks like it. I think it might be a YouTube thing. I don't know. I have it up on YouTube and everything looks like it's working clear. We'll see. I'm getting every other word you're saying and then you pause. See, it's weird because I have YouTube up and I'm listening to myself and I'm not getting pauses. I would just turn off YouTube and turn it back on. See what's going on, man. Because I'm literally watching it on the TV next to me and it's like working. It's obviously multiple people who are having issues right now, so it's got to be something, but yeah, I don't know. I don't know what's going on. And I'm even hearing like myself talk, but I turned it up and now that's fucking with me because it's almost like I'm hearing an echo. Yeah, see, Lyle said not clear, but Rohit said clear. My computer's not like freaking out right now. Usually I know when it's going bad because the whole computer will be like freaking out and shit. It's went out and come back several times. Huh. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what's going on. Because I don't even know what I could do to fix it on my end. But, man, I swear, all these computer issues makes me want to just get a new computer. Say it's acting up with two, but I'm driving on the foothills, okay? Yeah, that's super weird. Sorry for everyone who's experiencing some technical difficulties, I swear. I'm doing what I can to not have it do that. Oh, shit. It just happened to me on YouTube, so I see it. Rohit, how long have you been doing redraft fantasy for? Do you mean like my entire life since 2006, almost 20 years? If you mean this year, we've been drafting for this tournament, which is a redraft best ball tournament, since March 12th. All right. Now it's happening on my computer, too, so I don't know what the hell is going on. I swear it's got to be YouTube because nothing is messing up on my end. Like it's showing my computer isn't using a crazy amount of memory. Usually that's what's like bogging it down. Oh yeah, almost 20 years. 2006 was the first year that I played. And been commissioning since 2007. Because once I got introduced to it, then it was like I had to be the guy to get friends involved because nobody else was going to do it. So I introduced fantasy football to pretty much all my friends after I found out about it that next year. Brown said, enjoying the guillotine drafts. Can't spell that word. Yeah, don't worry. Because I think when you do spell that word, that YouTube flags it. At least it flagged it before. Yeah, man, those ones are going to be fun. I got A-Chain and Tyreek Hill as my first two picks. I think I was picking out of the 14 spot. So we're going all in on Miami versus the Colts week one. I don't know what to do because on my end, it's not showing me that I'm having internet issues. Like I know that it's paused randomly because like it's paused randomly on YouTube. I'm sorry, guys. I don't know what's going on. If it's that bad, I could just like shut down the stream, but I don't know what to do. Usually I have, I swear, I think it's YouTube. And Crispy said he jumped over to Rumble. Let me know how it's working over there, Crispy. I'm curious. Also, Twitch is a thing. Don't forget about Twitch, everybody. And Crispy said it sounds good over there. Yeah, I swear it's a YouTube issue because it's not a computer issue on my end today. Said, yeah, I skipped on A-Chain because I got him in the other one, similar spots. Okay, makes sense. Said, but I got a few work buddies in the number four, so we're excited about the competition. Hell yeah, dude. How many is it? Like three? It's three or four, you guys, right? Yeah, it's a fun league, man. It's very hard to last. And yeah, Crispy said it sounds good and everything over there. It's YouTube. Let me throw in the Rumble link. Rumble is pretty much like YouTube. I mean, it's almost the exact same thing. And Ghost Monkey said it sounds fine here. Yeah, I don't know what's going on, man. I appreciate you guys keeping me posted with what's going on. It is frustrating because I want the experience to be on point for everybody. This one's tough. Let's go for Elokim. All right. Hey, Toyota One made it over to Rumble. Yes. And Toyota One, he's got the Rumble membership over there, repping that 420 crew. Nice. Five in that league. Hell yeah. And don't forget, Rumble, I have all types of emojis and shit over there. So do not forget. I'm going to plug them all in so everybody can see. I know it is a little different when you're using the app. I don't know why you can't get all of the emojis compared to when you're using the, like when you're doing it on the desktop or just in a web browser. Look at that. Look at all those emojis over there. Yes. All right. Crispy says sounds good here now. I don't know what it is. Like normally, like I said, I will know if it's because of my computer that's making the whole thing fucking lag. Maybe it is the software that I'm using, but usually the software is on point. It usually only fucks up if it's my computer that's fucking up at the same time. So I appreciate you guys either way, though. And don't forget, if you want to get some extra entries, some raffle entries, you can subscribe on Rumble. It is being a paid subscriber. It's $5 a month. And yeah, and then you support, you get your 10 entries for being on Rumble. And yeah, you get 10 entries for $5. And I put the link in there. And pretty much works the same like the YouTube. Works the same like the YouTube membership. Once you get the membership, you get access to a whole bunch of custom emojis that are used just on that channel. And that is it. And we got, where's the raffles? Here we go. We got the signed Andrew Van Ginkle jersey, the signed Tyreek Hill jersey, and the signed Bijan Mustard Robinson jersey. And it's the Texas colorway. And let me go double check. I wonder if we filled up that last guillotine. I know a bunch of people joined after I posted on Facebook and stuff. Yeah, Toyota One throwing in the super chat. He said dab time. Let's get it. Okay, let me mark you down real quick. Toyota One. And now we got a Toyota One Rumble super chat. Yes. Oh yeah. And it's 8-1. Well done. I totally forgot about this. Where is it? All right, let me finish this bowl. It's the first of the month. Get up. It's the first of the month. Uh-oh, Crispy said all day. Lalo Lyle is in the raffle. Yes, sir. What a rounder. 15. Better stay high. You know what? Let's lock down Austin Eckler. There you go. We dump this ash. Pack this dab. It's the first of the month. So get up. It's the first of the month. Get up. Rohit said, at the ninth pick in my 14-man mocks, I've been going Puka first round. And then Chase Brown second, or Henry first and Ladd second. So I'm fine with Henry Puka. What's your opinion on Chase Ladd? I think that it's tough. I think I would rather have Ladd over Chase. Very close, though. I'm trying to think who has more upside to me. And I think Ladd just has more upside going into his second year. Both playing tough conferences, I mean, division. But here we go, fire in the hole. The moon. It's the first of the moon. The first of the moon. Oh, I didn't even see that. Lalo Lyle got in the zone. You know what? Let's get me some strange, baby. Let's get me some strange. And here we go. Dab time. It's time. It's time. It's dab. I should totally get that and just insert the dab in there instead of keep the whole Vader drop, but insert me saying dab right there. Here we go. Yes, you got in the zone. I hit the drop for you. Whoo, it's the first of the month. Man, some good shit. Whoo, that shit got me. All right. Killer. Whoo. Perfect drops.
Talk it out, man. Grabbed you by the boot on it.
All right. Definitely grabbed you by the boo-boo. Said that's not enough for Chase's efficiency and Ladd. They say it's going to be a run heavy offense. That's the thing. Whether it's a run heavy offense or not, do we still think that Herbert flirts with 4,000 yards? If you do, Ladd's going to be the one who's going to get a big percentage of that. So yeah, no matter what. Yeah, Toyota one. I got to get this bong out of the way. It's like covering part of my screen over here. And yeah, Toyota one gifted one subscription to 420 Crew Sports. Now, damn it, I don't know how that works. Oh, Crispy got it. Hey, there we go. Sweet. Now, Toyota one, did you gift that to Crispy, or did you just gift it and then Rumble gave it to Crispy? But cool, glad that Crispy got it. Fucking awesome. All right. So, yes, let me mark you down, Toyota one. And that's a Rumble. Gifted Rumble membership. You the man, Toyota one. We're about to get another dab over here. Oh, Ziggy said, whatever happened, I got five on it. That's for JD5 on it. Or Keith Murray, get lifted. Okay, Toyota one said I didn't control it. Cool, at least it was cool that Rumble gave it to Crispy because Crispy was literally in the chat. I wonder if, because that's something that I know that YouTube doesn't do. It's always like someone super random. And not always like someone super random, like they're never around. Like it's not always someone who's in the chat. Or Spark Mad isms. What are we talking about, Ziggy? Please let me know. Please let me know. Brown says, saw Keenan Allen may go to the Chargers. I feel like Ladd's super safe there. Yeah, definitely. They have a lot of trash over there besides Ladd. And there's no guarantee that fucking Harris ends up being like crazy this year. Like for the future and for long term, like Harris, I'm sure will be good there. You just never know with these rookies. I mean, because even Ladd, I mean, there was nobody there last year. And that's why it was like easier for him to go and thrive. Shit, when all you got to do is I mean, I know he's not playing the exact same position as Quentin Johnston, but you know, when Quentin Johnston's like literally one of the better wide receivers on the team and he's one of the guys you got to leapfrog, it ain't going to be that hard to leapfrog. Yes. T. Swain, you the man. Don't worry, man. You get the guard A first. Yes. Okay. Let me pack up this dab here. Appreciate the love, you guys, on this Friday night. Oh, wait. Totally forgot.
I know you don't smoke weed. I know this. But I'm going to get you high today. Because it's Friday. You ain't got no job. And you ain't got shit to do. Remember it. Write it down. Take a picture. I don't give a fuck.
I can't wait to use that.
You got to be a stupid motherfucker to get fired on your day off.
That one.
That was stupid. How the hell are you going to get fired on your day off?
Hell yeah. Okay. All right, Lalo Lyle. Got you next. And yes, Toyota One. Stay smoking, choking, rolling blunts. Let's get it.
So put that in your pipe and smoke it.
Roll a fatty for this pimp daddy.
I'll smoke it with you, bro.
Roll it.
I'll smoke it with you, bro. We'll go to the loony bin together.
Give a fuck.
Smoke weed every day.
Bong hit.
I like the hot box, but do a bus. Cause I'm living a
no fear. I gotta make my pick. I can't stop coughing. Damn.
Grab you by the food. Is it heavy stuff, man? Will it blow me away?
I've been smoking since I was born, man. I could smoke anything, man. And I could probably smoke this whole joint, man, and still walk away, man. Light it up. Let's get Chinese eyes, man.
What kind of joint is this, man?
Oh, it's a heavy duty joint, man.
Hey, you want to get high, man?
That's how the duty got wooden balls, man.
Damn it. All right, I got to put a song on that dab fucking make me. I got to blow my nose. I will be back. Put on the song here real quick, and I'll be back in like 30 seconds.
Some people smoke meth. Some people smoke crack. Some people snort coke off of Ricky's ball sack. I've tried them all. Don't get me wrong. The best high there is comes from a bong. I like smoking pot a lot. I like getting stoned alone. I like vaping weed indeed. I think edibles are incredible. I sure love them gummy bears. Pimp shampoo for my curly hair. Rubbing cannabis lotion on my cock. I like smoking pot a lot. Some people like pills. Some like huffing glue. I like marijuana, but that ain't breaking news. Some people like booze. Some like sucking dogs. Brother, I like both. But that's another song, and I'll sing it to you later. I like smoking pot a lot. I like getting stoned alone. I like vaping weed indeed. I think edibles are incredible. I sure love them gummy bears. Pimp shampoo for my curly hairs. Rubbing cannabis lotion on my. That's the shit. Sounds good, Leroy. Fucked up a note.
Just in time.
I like smoking pot a lot. I like getting stoned alone. I like
vape.
I think edibles are incredible. I sure love them gummy bears. Pimp shampoo for my curly hair. Rubbing cannabis lotion on my cock. I like smoking pot.
Fuck you. Man, Brown, you're super sneaky. Oh, yes. Up in the guillotine number one. All right. Okay. Let's go see. Good. I'm glad that guillotine number one is moving. Oh, yeah, because it's a third round reversal. Yes, and I'm on the good side of the third round reversal. Man. Damn. Yes, that's awesome. Yay, Hollywood in the house. Derek in the house. Hey, Derek, long time no see. What up, my brother? TJ said 32 teams, such a long turnaround. You have no idea, bro. Last year I drafted from the 31 spot. Just like waiting for the first pick was like such fucking anticipation and anxiety. Luckily, I had the 12th pick or something in this one. 11th, I don't know, something like that. But I already took my pick. Oh, damn it. Okay, and I'm almost back up in Dynasty. Damn. I don't know which position I should do. Should not in this one, in the guillotine. Got to be so strategic because it's an 18 teamer and I got a long way. I'm picking, I got, shit, I don't even know, 13, like 20 something picks in between this pick and my next pick. Hey, I hate pesos, but he's about to beat out Richardson for the starting spot. And said, so didn't even realize football was on last night. Missed the game. He didn't miss much. It's still, it's Hall of Fame game, super whack. The only reason we're going live for a bunch of things, not just the game. So, yeah, the game was whack. Trey Lance, though, for those Trey Lance truthers who were out there, they loved it. They loved it. It said, just looked at the schedule and see preseason starts next Thursday. Yes. Yeah. Next Thursday starts official preseason, not just the one Hall of Fame game. Said, been all over the place. Where at, bro? Let me know. You on just on vacation or like with work or like what? But yeah, man, good to see you back, bro. Man, this is really tough. This is really tough. It's boiling down to just a couple people for me. TJ said Keenan Allen visiting LA, right? Yeah. You should totally draft him, bro. Wait, what? Work in Delaware? Dude, how far is your commute now to work? Damn. I guess, like, for me, like, state to state could be, like, really far, but I guess it depends. Like, in that area, like, all the states are, like, close. But, dude, Delaware for work? Yeah, how long's the commute? He said, and my girl in Connecticut. Okay, nice. Yeah, I know you got to be over there at least once or twice a month in Connecticut, right? If not more. No way. I got to drive 1 hour and 15 minutes every day. Is that just one way? Like, one way, an hour and 15 minutes? Man, sucks. This fucking sucks. Oh, one way. Damn, dude. Damn, 2.5 hours of drive time every day. That's rough, bro. Sorry, man. I bet you can't wait till they get, like, those self-driving cars and you could just fucking sleep in the car. See, what would be cool? Do you remember in Time Cop? You guys remember movie Time Cop with Jean-Claude Van Damme? Like, their version of the future, it was self-driving cars, but it was like you got in the car and it was almost like a whole, like, just room or something. There was no steering wheel. Like, you couldn't control the car or anything. Or if you could, it was like in front of some kind of a divider. Like, I can't wait till we get the self-driving cars where, like, we could just be in the back smoking weed and there's no DUI or nothing because this thing is 1,000,000% controlled by that thing. I'm just in the back smoking weed doing what? Just hanging out on this road trip. Yeah. Dude, Time Cop, such a fucking goofy ass movie, right? That's one that I want. That's one definitely worth making fun of because, like, how do you make a worse version of time? Like, you already have Back to the Future to go off of. For, I'm not saying you have to make it like Back to the Future, but, like, how was their shit? They got into, I don't even know what it was, like, some fucking little machine, and it shoots them like 1,000,000 miles an hour just at a wall. And then it fucking, like, it breaks space-time continuum or something. It gives that wobbly, and then they get thrown, like, in the water.
and when they just randomly get thrown like in the water or something. Like that was just fucking stupid. And Crispy said, YouTube is ass. Yeah, what's happening on YouTube? But everyone says Rumble is good. Everyone says Rumble is good. And Toyota One said, my son-in-law commutes two and a half to work and 3 hours to get home. Fremont to Modesto, horrible traffic, drive 1 hour each way. Damn, man. I'm on the clock. Luckily, I already got my cue set up here, and we're going to go Byard, baby. And yeah, man, I remember my longest commute to work, I think, was about 45 minutes if there was no traffic. And it was me driving from downtown San Diego to... Yeah, I don't know why YouTube is fucking up. I don't know why YouTube's fucking up right now. I have no idea. I'm going to put in the Twitch. I'm going to put in the Rumble link. Go over to Rumble, Toyota One, and Crispy are over there hanging out. I don't know why YouTube is tripping out. Hopefully you guys even hear me saying this. I'm going to try to talk longer. I'm going to try to talk longer a little bit with that. But yeah, go over to Rumble. Crispy and Toyota One are over there. Rumble's just like a cooler version of YouTube because like it pretty much works exactly the same, except Rumble pays creators more of the percentage split than YouTube. Oh, man. I already got one running back and one wide receiver. Oh, damn. Oh, man. This is such a hard fucking decision right now. And I have so many picks in between. What the hell? Why is my computer tripping out? Okay. How many IDPs do I got? One, two. That's all I got is three. All right. Get ready. Here comes another one. Brown said, yes, YouTube is messed up, but storming real bad here, so I don't know what's going on. Okay. Yeah, I have it on my TV, like right next to me, working off my Fire Stick, and like it's randomly like buffering for me too. Yeah, very, very weird. All right, one pick in front of me, and I still haven't picked in the guillotine one. Fuck this buffer. All right, here we go. Let's go. Demario Davis. All right. Oh, Hopkins off the board. 22nd round. Dang it. I think we might have filled up a dynasty and everybody paid. I shared it everywhere. Let's go see. All right. Let me put on a song while I go check this. How about? Come on. Dang it. Yeah, stupid YouTube buffering for me right now, too. Get up, wake up, get down to this sound. We gonna light the night. Tell me you was high in life. Everywhere I seek, things speak to me. Things speak to me, please sing to me. Set up, break down till I'm weak. Each week we reach a new peak and I wonder when it all might stop. Cause until then I'll give it all I got. Hey, Derek made it over to Rumble. Yes, sir. Appreciate you, my brother. Salute. But Crispy says the orange man messing with the tube. Man, yeah, something, right? Something's going on. Because are you guys getting any buffering at all on Rumble? I know, Derek, you've only been there for a couple minutes, but all right, TJ made it over to Rumble. Yes, sir. But Toyota One, Crispy, everything working good on Rumble. Has there been any buffering at all since you've been over there? All right. Derek said we're good on Rumble. Okay. Yeah. See, because I got it on my TV. Like I said before, if it was, oh shit, no way. Rohit said me, the power went out. Oh shit. Dude, where are you at? Are you, it's storming where you're at? There you go. Get up, wake up, get down to this sound. Yeah, and let me see. And what is it? It's, you want to get the red badge over there. That's how you get that's how you know it's one of the 420 crew members on Rumble. So hit that subscribe button. Okay, it said Jersey. It was just random. Okay. Wheel, wheel. I got to make this pick. Got to make this pick in the Guillotine League. Got to make a fucking decision. All right. I feel like I'm going to go James Conner. All right. Okay. Who's up? Let me tag JRN. Feel like I jumped too. I definitely jumped a little bit, but it's because I don't have a fucking pick for 26 picks. I need to feel like somewhat secure for week one. And Celtics, what up? So I got pick 4 in 10 team league PPR. Gun Gibbs or Saquon, but I have no idea who to target round 2, pick 17. I'd be targeting a wide receiver is where I would start. All right, we're going to go Yvonne Pace with my first bench IDP. I like Tyreek a lot. Yeah, I mean, if you could get him there, I'd for sure be looking at him. I just took him. I'm in an 18-team guillotine, and I have the 14th pick, and so I think it's the 5th pick in the 2nd round, and that's where I got Tyreek at the 5th pick in the 2nd round. So here we got a question. So someone said these are their keepers, and they get to pick 3. Got Baker in the 10th, Addison in the 12th, London in the 1st, Metcalf in the 3rd, Laporta the 15th, Connor the 5th, Marv the 1st, Ayuk the 6th, and Strange in the 10th. Oh, shit. Bucky in the 14th, Kyren in the 10th, and Bowers in the 7th. Damn, I mean, has to Bucky for sure. Yeah, and then Kyren in the 10th and Bowers in the 7th. It's probably got to be it. Okay. Oh, he told me he had a discussion with my league mates. If I take Chase Brown with the 20th overall, I'm reaching, right? Yeah, probably. I would say that's a reach, but it also depends on who's there because it's a single QB, right? Because in my head, I'm processing everything based on super flex. So if you're picking them at 20 in a super flex, like that's a reach. But if everyone like is going early running back, like, no, I mean, you got to do what you got to do. Oh, Lyle said, look out for Westbrook-y kind. Yeah, because we already got some injuries over there. Oh, no, he's on Miami. I forgot. Laporta the 15th, man. That's like really good value. I would just rather take Bowers in the 7th, though. That's just more for sure. And that's still like insane value on Bowers. Like 7th, shit. He's a first round draft pick in leagues with the tight end sometimes. Hey, Ron in the house. What up, bro? He said, solid pick so far. He said, enjoy the channel. Device Nightly. He said, you to mofo, Alex. Appreciate you, brother. Who do I pick right here? I got 6 IDP now. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6. Yeah. Let me check the offense real quick. No. What round are we in? 24? All right, fine. Fuck it. Let's get Roman Wilson. Because I know Crispy's probably going to be thinking about him. Now I'm assuming a snipe of a different player is coming. But it's okay. Brown said, if there's already 6 running backs gone, then not much of a reach. Shit. If I pick 20, like, man, yeah, there's going to be way more than 6 gone at that point. But you're saying that you'd put him, that you have him top 7 is what you're saying? Coach C, what up, bro? Man, dude, Coach C, you're killing it with all the interviews, bro. Dude, Coach C, he's the man when it comes to, he interviews a bunch of indie wrestlers and just wrestlers in general. And yeah, it's dope. We got to get a collab going soon. You got to get me on before the season, man. Because you already know, fantasy football. All the wrestlers and everything who probably watch your show, they're playing in some fantasy leagues. And yep, there went Sanders, Crispy said. Yep, I didn't even see it. He went right in front of me. It's Johnston who took him. Oh, T-Mill took him. Quentin Johnston. He's a bum.
He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
TJ says, snagged Herbert McConkey stack today in one draft. Nice. Coach, you said two pods a week starting next week. Nice. It's a grind, bro. Nice. So how, if you're, are you, because I know you're not doing it live. Are you, do you record two per week? And that's what you do. And then you release it like that week. Or do you record more in a week than two, but you just release two per week? Because, yeah, man, I know you're grinding, bro. And that's what you got to do, man. That's what you got to do. Got to fucking grind. Got to beat out. Got to work harder than everybody else. So that's the only way to succeed in when you're doing something independent and not just working a normal job and that's it. Literally got to outwork everybody. Brown said, I don't have him top seven, but I think it's fair. Someone prefers him over Bucky, Jacobs, Kyren, Breece. Yeah, that's fair. That's fair for sure. Because there's people who hate JT. There's people who hate just running backs that you're mentioning, even just in that breath right there. Yeah, for sure. All right. Three picks in front of me. Said this summer I'm on track to record 55. And he said, I'll go back and forth and edit each one and make trailers for each one. Yes, sir. And he said, every Monday through Friday with some doing two. Oh, shit. Doing two a day and weekends. And he said, I've recorded this summer. Nice, dude, man. Good shit, bro. One thing that I'm going to say is just as long as you're having fun, you won't get burnt out. Just make sure you're doing things to like have fun like as well. So you don't get any burnout. And because I know that's the one thing where people like go like extra hard, and I want you to go extra hard, but you just got to make sure that it's like that you're having fun while you're doing it. That's for sure. One pick in front of me. Because yeah, I know even like during COVID and then even that next year, I was like, man, I'm gonna live stream more than everybody. I'm gonna fucking answer more questions than everybody, and we're gonna work on a whole bunch of shit. And totally did. But yeah, there were some times where I was loving it, but I was like doing it so much that my brain just seemed fried. Where do we go with this pick? All right, it's about that time. Let's get it. And JJ said, now hear me out. He said, the Browns should trade for Micah Parsons. If we can't have a QB, neither can they. Yeah. And Lyle said, Pat Freiermuth or Jonnu. Oh, man. I'm going to say Jonnu, but I don't like either one. I feel like they're going to be so blah that I don't even want either one. It's going to eat into each other throughout the year. And hey, is that Uncle Buck? What up? He said, what up? Who's picking up Trey Lance? Man, I know you are, bro. Am I right? Am I right? Coach, he said, I'll relax and celebrate later, man. He said, this is all about the grind. He said, hopefully in a year from now, it'll all pay off. Hell yeah, man. I'm subscribed to your channel, but I don't watch like your subscriber count, and there's no way I can watch your watch time hours. Like how close are you to getting monetized? You within arm's reach within the summer? Cause yeah, once you hit that, things just get nicer. There's a lot of perks to going live where people can donate and stuff like that. Even if you're only doing it for a short amount of time or something, but. Yeah, man. Keep on grinding, bro. JJ said, where do you think Micah and Scary Terry will go, and how much do teams give up in return? You know what? Let me go look. Let's go look at the cap, because we have to refer to the cap when we talk to guys like this moving, right? All right. On me. And we're in the 26th round. Let's go IDP again. Let's go Debo. There we go. So, the teams with the most amount of money, New England, Detroit, what? Detroit's got money? San Fran has money? Hold on. Yeah, this is crazy. What? Vegas? So New England has $59 million in cap space. Detroit has $51 million in cap space. San Fran, $47 million. Vegas, $38 million. Arizona, $37 million. Seattle, $35 million. Tennessee, $35 million. Dude, what if Tennessee went after Scary Terry? Just gave him all the cap. Just give him $30 million a year or whatever. See, the thing is, like, I don't see, like...
At Emory University, we are guided by a shared purpose and a spirit of collaboration. Students here push each other to think creatively and work together because we believe different perspectives lead to new ideas. We know that Emory's mission to create, preserve, teach, and apply knowledge in the service of humanity takes all of us. We do together better. Learn more at emory.edu.
Micah Parsons to New England, maybe, if they got that much money. But that's not really their style, though. I know it's a new regime over there, but it's not really the New England style to pay that much for one guy, especially in a guy you're bringing over like in a trade. What's dumb is Dallas. It says Dallas has $31 million in cap space. I don't get it. Like, they're 11th on this list. And TJ said hurts him as a 10 minutes in the 32. Oh, man. Damn it. Let me go. Fuck. I got to go see what his... I have people's, like, real names written down on my spreadsheet. So I can message them. Like, because most people I met on Facebook. Let's see. Where is this motherfucker? Man, he just joined another league, too. Like, why isn't he paying attention to the 32? But thanks, TJ. Best I could do is message him on Facebook. On Sleeper, just directly. Yeah, it looks like I messaged him before and he never messaged me back. Coach C, it's growing. Last year, 300 subs. This year, 865. Nice, nice. So you're almost to like 800. Like, you're at 865 total, right? So you got to get to 1,000 and your watch time. Where are you at on your watch time? Those are the two big metrics. The goal is WWE. Since they told me no for that internship, I'm working twice as hard. Hey, man, there you go. And at the end of the day, like, you could probably make more money having multiple streams of income than you could working at WWE. Obviously, it'd be, like, cool to work at WWE. But I'm just saying, man, with your grind and what you got going on, I'm sure you could make more money being, like, a little bit independent with shit. Well, say Micah Parsons to Washington. That ain't happening. I don't even see them trading Micah Parsons to an NFC team. If they're going to trade it, I bet it's to an AFC team. And they just get him out of the conference altogether. Because they ain't trading him to someone that would play against them like twice a year. Like, they're not going to do that. They're not going to do that. Von Miller could teach him. Yeah. AJ forgot one thing. Jerry Jones still ran the show. The Cowboys won't be contender until he dies or until he's put in a home. Even then, I'm not confident. Like, they haven't been winners for 30 years, at least champions. So I'm not confident with any regime. Like, why would his son be better than him? Shit, he's already proven that it's going to be hard to be better than what he was. All right. Yeah, man, when it's for 30 years, and how long has Jerry been GM? See, but they won 3 within his first, what, 6 years, 7 years, something like that. But yeah, all those years after that, not so much. Not so much. Yeah, he doesn't want to pay people, man. Because look what happens when you pay people. You win. When you don't, you fucking lose. I don't know why they're acting like cheapskates with Micah Parsons, man. Like, I'm sure you don't even have to. Toyota Wednesday saying he won't go to the Eagles. That would be hilarious, but no. It was different with Saquon. He was cut. So that's what was different with Saquon. Like, he wasn't attached to a team. Micah is still attached to the Cowboys for this year. And probably next year, because I'm sure that they would put the player tag on him. So either way, unless they trade him, he's going to be there for a minute. At least 2 years, more than likely. And then 1-3 because of that horrible trade. Speaking of which, I hear the Falcons are still taking bids on Kirk Cousins. Yeah, but they pay him too much. That's the thing. Like, no one's going to want that contract. Like, I wonder how much of it they would actually eat. Because no one's taking on that contract like the way that it is. It's ridiculous what they... It's fucking ridiculous what they pay him. Let's see what he's on the books for this year. He is on the books for $40 million this year. That's his cap hit, is $40 million. I just talked about all those teams, like a couple teams having $30 million in cap space. And yeah, that's how much of a cap hit he is. And then next year, he's 57 against the cap. They could cut him going into that year. They could cut him going into next year, but his dead cap's still $35 million. Toyota One said him and Terry going to the Niners. I doubt it. I really think that both of those guys are probably going to the AFC. That's just what I feel. They're good. Like this, the Titans could do something. What if the Titans just gave up, I don't know, 2 first rounders for Terry? A lot of times giving up a first plus a third, a fourth, something like that could get someone like him. Ooh, Brown just went in the guillotine. Let's go see and see if I'm still in there. I am. Let's go see. Yeah, I was debating on Garrett Wilson. That's who went next. And then Cortland Sutton, then Ken Walker. All right. Crispy on the clock. Where does Winston go? The Saints? Nah, they probably just keep Winston. He's on the hook for no money. It's probably just more worth it for the Giants to keep the insurance to where they don't have to ruin Dart right away. If they could let Dart sit for a year, that would be in his best interest because that team's trash. Yeah, what's Jameis getting? 2 or 3 mil, like something like that? Like he's getting nothing. He's on the hook for nothing. Yeah, and I don't know. He just got a QB to Titans. Would be going backwards to get paid, though. Yeah. Yeah, and just think, what would that do for Calvin Ridley and shit? That would be, who knows? Let me try to go back and let's look at who else has some cap. The Jets have 34 mil. Pittsburgh has 33 mil. Chargers have 31. What if Scary Terry went to the Chargers? That would be nuts. Because Washington would be sending him all the way across to the other coast and the other division or the other conference and everything. Cincinnati has 30 mil, but they ain't spending on, I don't think they would spend on like Parsons, especially if they're not even going to pay like a Hendrickson. Let's see. Colts have 19. That'd be interesting. Colts pass rush, I don't think was that good. That'd be interesting. Jacksonville, 19. Yeah, what if Tennessee went and tried to get Micah Parsons over there? That'd be very interesting. I don't know if they would keep it in their conference, but Arizona needs pass rush very bad. And they got 37 mil. The Raiders, what if the Raiders went and got Scary Terry? They got 38 mil. Yeah, fuck trying to get Micah Parsons or whatever like that. They could afford him like as well too. This is going to be some kind of trade like Khalil Mack, huh? Remember? And see, and even then it was the Raiders to the Bears. Totally different conference. Famous Jameis amazing in the locker room. Exactly, man. People want that. They want to see him eat the W's. Hey, J Money. What up, bro? Brandon Allen or Tim Boyle, backup quarterbacks. Yeah. To the Titans. And Toyota One said that'd be scary. Yeah, for sure, man. Dude, what if they had Micah Parsons and Max Crosby? That'd be crazy. Bengals got a ton of cap, surprise. I bet nobody, exactly, right? And Hendrickson showed up. I guess he didn't. It's hefty fines if you don't show up for training camp. Like, it's almost not worth it for some of these guys. You got to have the dough. But when they're being all shiesty with the deals, how are you going to have that extra dough for stuff like that? Winston going to the Saints. Chris Olave would fire for sure. Yeah, I was saying, I just don't think that's going to happen. I don't think they're going to move him just because they're not like paying him anything. And then it's a safety net for Dart. Browns, I don't see the Commandos trading Terry, so they're fucked if they do that. It's just one of those things, man. You don't have to trade them just because they request a trade, but you can't have any of your players on a different page than the coach, than the front office, than all that, because then it fucks everything up, let alone your star player. That just makes everything worse. Unless they get another receiver for another team. Yeah, definitely. I'm not saying they're not going to, that they wouldn't get another receiver in return for that. Thoughts on Brock Bowers? He's a tight end one, like right now, I feel like in all formats. A little bit of sophomore slump coming, maybe. Who knows? But it's him and Jacoby Myers. Like, that's it as of right now. JJ, see last season when Winston almost cried due to him starting first ever snow game. That's what football is all about. Yeah, man, he loves football. Rounds, I understand that, but if they pay him, he won't be happy. I don't think it's got to this point because, like, contract negotiations have been going great. We're in August now. We're in August, so that means that these guys have been talking all off season, and they've been putting him through the ringer one way or the other, and no new deal. And everybody knows these guys want the new deal before they go into their last year. Because why wouldn't they? Shit's a business. If they get hurt on some fluke shit and it's not their fault, like, it's a fucking gladiator sport and they're the product. Gotta pay them. Gotta pay them. What are we in? Round 29? All right, fuck it. Let's go Boutte. What receiver would go to Washington in a potential deal? Jacoby Myers to the from the Raiders? Like, we're talking about the Raiders because all the cap they got. Shit, what if they trade? I don't think they're going to trade with San Fran, but what if they traded Jennings, like, plus picks? New England? New England's got a shitload of cap space. I doubt they would give up Diggs, but what if they gave up Douglas or, I don't know. Just anything like that. There is no replacing a scary Terry because we're talking about a top-end talent. So that's, like, the hard part here. It's not like fantasy football. There's going to be some kind of drop-off. Like, they're going to they're going to have to want to go youth and just go younger and know that, like, they're taking a downgrade. Yeah, and Crispy said, if you get hurt but have $40 million, poor baby. I'm not saying we need to feel sorry for him. I'm just saying that it's a gladiator sport, and if you get hurt and get injured, you get hurt and get injured. If you get fucked up, like, just because you're strong and tough, like, if you have a broken anything, you're sitting out a couple games. Romeo Dubs, DJ Moore. Yeah, I don't know. Because it's definitely not going to be like a Romeo. Like, Packers would not be in the mix on this. Like, they never are. Never are. You don't trade for anybody. Jeremy, so y'all notice all the wide receiver dead zone cup digs. Smith Olave is going to be some in the ESPN round 7-8. Yeah, for sure. In these drafts, shit, some of those guys are going double digits. Cup and digs sometimes are going double digits. In the Tampa Bay dead zone, all with all the wide receivers. Yep. And Crispy. Man. He said, I'm on Team McLaurin regardless. That dude stuck with them through all the shitty times. Exactly, man. All the shitty quarterbacks that he had and he kept getting 1,000 was the only shiny piece on that team for, like, years and years through all their bullshit. And now you get a good quarterback and you don't want to pay the star wide receiver that you got on the team. It makes no fucking sense to me. Like, maybe they're not close with the amount of money that he wants compared to what they want to give. But I'm not saying, like, they should be resetting the wide receiver market or anything with him, but they should be spending fucking money on him. And it should be something where we look at that number and be like, yeah, Terry got paid. Whatever that number is, it doesn't have to be chase money, but it better be like the next tier down from that. Yeah, it's ridiculous how these teams do players. The thing with Micah Parsons, too, now I've said it before and I'll say it again. If you guys saw that video that I recorded, like, there is knocks against Micah Parsons. Like, he's so hyped up to the casual public and everything like that, because he is like one of the most popular players. And yeah, I know he led the league in pressures like 1 year, but I feel like he's not lived up to the expectations like that he's been bestowed upon him.
Jay said, by the way, surprise, the Browns always find a way to make the other team upset. They pay Garrett and then all the edge rushers not. Yeah. All the wide receivers in the RB dead zone. Yeah. Olave for McLaurin. Not real life, that's not going to happen. Thanks, TJ. I'll message him. Yeah, if you see him on the clock anywhere, just message me. I could text him. Washington rumored to like Brandon Ayuk. Are they gonna move Brandon Ayuk? They're gonna move Brandon Ayuk and then they're gonna pay Jennings. What up, Toker One? Let me see. All right. I'm gonna add those numbers for you. Toker One, you the man. We got the next squares board up. It's up on it's Thursday's game. And it is, who is it? It is the Seahawks versus the Raiders. And I'm only doing games that are being televised. So all these games, you will be able to watch them. And whether you watch it or not, it doesn't matter. I'll still let you guys know who won and everything. Let's see if these numbers are still available. Toker won. I know a couple went since you messaged, but let's see. Number one is there. Number 38 is there. Number 74 is there. All right. Get you added on the board here. All right, and I'm about to start doing some grades here in a second. Where the hell are you on this board? Oh, there it is. All right. Couple picks still in front of me. All right. Yeah, grab some squares, guys. Only $6.90. We got a big pool of players that always play, so the boards always fill. Sometimes they takes up until kind of last hour before, but they always end up filling. All right, and my turn. Let's see. Shit, how many IDPs do I have? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 8. Okay, so we still need two more. Let's go Harrison Smith. All right. And if Terry leaves, Debo will skyrocket up. That's one reason why they're probably like not trying to pay him. It sucks because they're not even paying Debo like any crazy amount. Crispy said, give me a grade. Don't hurt my feelings now. And Toyota One said, Higgins money? Probably. Because let's see, what's T. Higgins' contract? Because we know T. Higgins isn't getting the super top tier. 115. What's the signing bonus? Or what's the guaranteed? 40 million guaranteed. That's pretty much the contract that he's got. So let's see. So 4 years, 115. 28 mil a year. Yeah. I would say he probably deserves even more than that. Yeah, probably deserves even more than that. I feel like he's someone that should be getting over 30 mil with his next contract. All right, so let me get a queue going. I really just need one more IDP, and I'm good on that. The next guy might fall, but man, it's ugly. Two picks in front of me. Here we go. So the order that we're going, it is going to be T. Swain, and then Lalo Lyle, and then Crispy, and then Brown. Okay. All right. Let me put some people in the queue real quick here. Okay. Damn, I don't know. I don't know if that queue is going to last me the whole time. If I have to add more, I will. All right, and so T. Swain, you are first. I'm going to zoom in on your squad here in a second. It's trying to add a couple more people in the queue here. Come on. Show me somebody that's worth adding.
Oh, there we go. Okay. All right. Got a couple people in there now. All right. T. Swain. Sorry, dude. I didn't know. I swear I didn't do that. I swear I didn't do that on purpose because it was you. I just know that someone, if I don't like the backups of the quarterbacks that I have, that's someone that I go for, man. I'm sorry, man. Apologies. Wait, what? When, Ziggy, when did you ask for it? If I fucked up and you did win, I'm going back. Let's see. I'm going all the way back. I'm going to try to fly through all this anyways. Where at? Okay. My bad, D. Swain. Oh, man. Debo's amazing wide receiver. He can stay from the buffet table. Yeah. So I took Philly's backup because I don't want Baker's backup. Yeah. Exactly, man. I don't really want Mullins. And I don't really want... who else do I got? Darnold. I don't really want Locke. Yeah, I'm sorry, man. I'm sorry. Automatic bump. It was before the live started. Okay, my bad. And Crispy said, what? Where? Tutu. He said he's a bum. Tutu. Who? Where? Okay. All right. Where's T-Swain? All right. Almost to my pick here. Let's zoom in. All right. QBs. T-Law, Purdy, and Shaw. So B, C. They're going to still be a B, though. They'll bring him up. You're on it, Ziggy. He said, I'll do fifth, though. You're on it. And RBO. Hold on. RBs. We got Bijan, James Cook, and Kyren. That's an A, BB. And call that a B+. Wide receivers and pass catchers, Laporta, Metcalf, Flowers, Andrews, Shakira. That is going to be, so B minus for Laporta, Metcalf, B plus. Flowers B minus, Mandrews B minus, Shakira B minus ish. I'm gonna say this one's tough. I'm gonna say a B. And IDP, Buda Baker, Levante David, Van Ginkle, Winfield, and Hendrickson as a top five. They said that Cam Debo's amazing gadget play was having trouble with separation on coverage. He's never open. They said been hearing it all week. Yeah, it's always been his MO, even with the Niners, right? If he's in any kind of like man coverage, he's not really getting like separation. That's why they have to come up with so many ways to scheme him open or get him the ball just right away before he gets anybody on him. But up. And don't forget, guys, we got the raffle. If you throw down on the super chats, for every dollar you throw down on the super chats, you get one raffle ticket. And we got Van Ginkle signed, we got Tyreek Hill signed, and we got Bijan signed. Let's go. And that's how he said that he says his name, Bijan. So I'm just gonna keep saying it that way. And okay, so after Hendrickson, we have Osiler, Skyler, Humphreys, Chubb, Curl.
But you are.
Let me see. So the top. That's probably like a, that's like a B+ for your top five. Maybe even flirting with an A. But then a lot of these guys are like B's and B-. So I think it's gonna be a B+ total. And where's your bench kicking at? Ayuk, Ertz, likely, Algier, Wandale, Tutin, Diami, Coram, Pierce, Conklin, and Moore. I got one pick in front of me. Watching the draft down here. There we go. All right. I'm going to go. Okay. Yeah, TJ said, you said raffle. Let's go. Let's get it. Marking you down, TJ. All right. Appreciate it. Appreciate it. These fans, they give me an A since you sniped me. Same rules apply, my friend. I'm sorry. It's laws of the jungle. Laws of the jungle. Why can't it be a Debo 2021 all over again? Yeah, drafted in my flex that year. Nobody wanted him in my league. So I won my league that year. Yeah, and everything changed after that. Everything changed after that. Everyone was all over Ayuk's nuts, and Debo was the guy that year. 1 second, guys. Okay. Okay. Dude, here we go. I am going to say for that bench... So close, man. I'm gonna give it a B minus, okay, and that'll be making up for me sniping you, okay? Because it's right on the fence of a B minus and a C plus to me, just like right there. So that'll be the makeup part of this, and so it was a B plus, and a B minus. So that is. Up two, down none. 87 overall. 87 overall. All right. So we got Lyle, Lalo Lyle, then Crispy, then Brown, then Circle Cross. All right. Where's Lyle? Lalo. Knicks, Herbert, and Ward. Damn, you took Ward early. Let's see. Any backups? Rattler, Stidham, Heineke. Allen, you get the Denver backup, yeah. Okay, all right. So you got all of them. So that is to BB and C plus. So we'll call that a B total, and then you got the backups. That's a B plus. Running backs, JT and Charbonnet. Ooh, yuck. And Judkins, yuck. Judkins is like a D. Charbonnet is like a C, and then Taylor obviously an A. That's gonna drop it down though, just for having those two guys. I'm gonna say B minus total. Yeah, T Swain throwing in that super sticker. Let's go. And let me get you marked down here. You the man, T Swain. All right, with the super sticker. All right. Said thanks, bro. Even though I know, man, it's shots fired for sure. I apologize, man. I didn't know who had Purdy. My bad, man. He said, I like Crispy's draft strategy. Yeah, we're going to go over Crispy's team next. Oh, last pick for me here. Let's go with the Mafe. Boy, yay. Okay, iPad gone now. All right, let me shut this off. All right, bada bing, bada boom. Okay, and Crispy said, "Stop crying." And okay, we got so B plus for the QBs, B minus for the running backs. Wide receivers, Jefferson, DJ Moore, Debo, Sutton. That looks like it'll be it. Let me see. 2, 4, 6, 8. I get Guarendo's also. Looks like in the starting running backs that doesn't raise the grade at all. So A, B plus, B minus, B. That's crazy because I said if anybody who gets that ends up getting an A for that, and DJ Moore, he's in that B plus range, like for me. So yeah, that's an A on the wide receivers, and IDP, Franklin, Bond, Benito, Anal Zone, and Luvu. That's fire top five, and Williams, Blankenship, Dodson, Karloftis. Yeah, that's man, your back five is ugly though. It's not ugly enough to drop it lower than a B plus. So B plus and bench. Dowdle, Roshan, Shipley. Nice, man. Nice. Marks, Hopkins, Westbrook, Ekine, Lambert. Got him. Got Lambert. whatever his hyphenated ass name is. Oh, there we go. Draft over. I'm going to say C plus. You got a lot of good depth, but not like real difference makers. So that was B plus, B minus, A, B plus, and C plus. So we got up one with the QB, up two with the wide receivers. That's three. And then up another one with the IDP. So that's up four. And then you up four, down two. So that is 87. 87. Whew. Killers, man. Killers tonight. And then who is next? Crispy was next. So Crispy, then Brown, then Ziggy. Where's Crispy? Okay. Crispy starting off very color coordinated here with Crispy squad. So we got Goff, May, and Gino. That's a B, B, B minus. So we'll call that a B. And then did you get your backups? Got all the backups. So B plus for those QBs. Derrick Henry, Breece Hall, and Chase Brown. That's an A, B, B. So we're going to call that a B plus. Wide receivers, Evans, Olave, Judy, Kupp, Reed. B, B minus, B, B minus. So it's tough, man. Because of the depth, we're going to call it a B. IDP, Hutchinson, Nick Cross, Quay Walker, Devin Lloyd, EJ Speed, and Cody Barton. That's the top six, actually. And then Zach Allen, Lonte Taylor. Yeah, you're on those snipe missions. And Van Noy, Floyd. And give that a B plus. Analzone in the top five, good. I think he's more high backup now. Not in the top five, but no, he's way better than. He's not a backup. No, I guess it depends on how many people you draft. You got to get him like in the late teens. I've gotten him around round 20. All right, where's your bench kicking at? Shahid, Chubb, Brown. Kosicki, Cook, Slayton, Wicks, Juwan, Man, Johnson, Herbert, Turpin, Gibson. It's an ugly bench, man. I'm going to give it a B minus for the bench. So that is B plus, B, B plus, and B minus. So that's an up three, down zero. So that is an 88 miles per hour. Let's go. Okay, Brown's turn. Brown, then Ziggy. Then I'm getting out of here. Oh, I'll do Drew squad before I get out of here too. So you're going to be after Ziggy. So it's Brown and then Ziggy, then you. And what up, Drew? Baker, Penix, Flacco, Cousins, McKee. So we got only two in the start. Only two are the starters, and we'll say B plus, B minus. So it's a B, but then it drops to a B minus for only having two. Gibbs, Hampton, Connor, A, B minus, B. I'm going to say B plus total. And let's see. Tet, Smith, Devonta Smith, Hockenson, Ricky P. I mean, I still think of Tet as like a B minus guy. Smith like a B. Hockenson, B slash B minus. Ricky P is a B right now, or B minus probably. Oh, shit, and you had Neighbors at the top. I'm totally, like, looking so far down that I totally miss Neighbors. It all starts with an A up there. So A, B minus, B, B minus. I'm called a B. Neighbors is going to bring the average up. You the man, Ron. Appreciate you, bro. IDP, Ellis Brooks, Garrett, Singleton, McFadden, Pratt. What's that? Top six. Yep. And Rosboom, Highsmith, Jahad Campbell, Cooper DeJean. Mixon and Polamalu. All right. Okay. I'm going to say a B for that IDP. And bench. Dobbins, Bigsby, Palmer, Coker, Okonkwo, Franklin, Hunter. Call that a B minus. And so B minus, B, B plus for the IDP, and then B minus for the ID for the bench. So that is up one. So I know it's down one for the QBs, up one for the IDP, right? Yeah. All right. 85 total. There we go. All right. Here goes Ziggy. Where's Ziggy squad? Out of the number one spot, Caleb Dak. That's a B and a B minus. Man, this one's tough because there's only two. I'm calling it a B minus. And it's also going to get lowered a grade to a B plus, to a C plus. And then running backs, Pacheco, Etienne, both B minus guys for me. So call that a B minus, but then it gets lowered to a C plus for only having two. Wide receivers, Chase, Amon-Ra, Puka, Jameson, Waddle, and Ingram, all in the starting lineup. I think we're just going to call that an A. And as IDP kicking at Spillane, Bernard, Cashman, Jack Campbell, Logan Wilson, Davis Gaither, Keith Murray. Oh man, you got Keith Murray.
Oh no, we suck again.
And Carly's Night, Diablo, Tranquil. So 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8. 9, 10, 11. Okay. I'm going to say B plus. Bench. Mason, Loveland, Ferguson, Hunt, Leggett, Dubs, Yoshi, Ross, Rashard Smith. Brown, so much different. I said, thanks for the grade. Don't draft too much. Baker at his price slipped in the draft. But yeah, definitely a much different team than I'm used to seeing the years, for sure. It's fun doing as things change. Like, that's my philosophies on certain people have changed, like from week to week, month to month. And now we're getting really close. Like, now this is when like things are really getting honed down. And I'm going to say a B minus for your bench. So that is C plus A. And then B plus and B minus. So that's shit. I mean, it's down four for the QBs and the running backs. Then it's up two with the wide receivers and then up one with the IDP. So it's up three, down four. That's 84. 84 overall. All right. Drew is last. Here we go. Appreciate you guys rocking. Oh, wait. Did you draft with us? Are you just fucking with me? Yeah, you didn't even draft with us. What the hell? Oh, grades lost. That's what you said. Who? That's your homie? Appreciate you. Appreciate you bringing him in. Okay. So watching all these injuries, all these players doing training remind you of why the bench is so freaking important, for sure. Especially IDP bench and making sure that you don't get just 8 or 9 players. Because for everybody like me who got Josie Jewell, you might be screwed. At least on that spot. That's what I mean. Screwed on that waste of a pick, like type thing. One player better not ruin the pick. Dude, you know what it is, man? I started grading tougher, and I started making the emphasis on if you only have two QBs in the starting lineup
or two running backs or two wide receivers, it automatically drops one spot.
All right. Where the hell is it? All right. Okay. Allen and Fields, A and B minus. Did get Taylor, but nobody else. So that's going to be, see, look, like even this is going to be, even with Josh Allen, it's going to be a B plus, and then it's going to get dropped down to a B. Yeah. And then running back, Bucky, Hubbard, Ken Walker, B plus, B, B. That one's tough. I feel like we're going to call that a B. Wide receivers, Higgins, Adams, Rice, Diggs, Jennings. Yeah. This one's tough. Let's see. So B plus, B, B, B minus. Jennings probably B minus. I call that a B total. Roquan, Henley, Bobby Wagner, Azeez Al-Shaair, Derwin James, Brandon Jones, Jeremy Chan, Brisker, Rousseau, and is that Dexter Lawrence? Yeah, Dexter Lawrence. Okay. Ah, man, did I mention Henry H2O? He sucks. He's a bum.
He's a bum. He was a bum then, and he's a bum now.
So let me see. How many rank? 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. So Derwin James and above is your top five. And then 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11. I'm gonna say that this one's a B for IDP. And then bench, Njoku, Pitts, Janu, Burden, Goddard, Otten, Sanders, Waller, Jatavion Sanders, and how many? Crispy said, you ever been that high that you walk around like an old drunk? Just dab the fuck out of my mind? Yeah, been there. I'm going to say, I'll say a B minus. So we got a B, a B, a B, B plus for the IDP, and then B minus for the bench. So that is one up and none down. So that is an 86 overall. 86 overall. Mongo, he said, I'm there. Let's go. Yes. Okay. Whew. All right. Tired. Time to go eat. Yes. Appreciate you guys rocking. Appreciate everybody who showed the love with the super chats. Appreciate everybody who's Patreon members. Stay through the end credits, everybody. And I just updated this, so check out where your names are. Shout out to Justin Pickle in a Jar, executive producer. Producers, salute. Co-producers, salute. Associate producers, salute. Epic supporters, salute. Awesome supporters, salute. We appreciate you guys, and we'll see you guys tomorrow. If you're not in tomorrow morning or early draft, here is the link. It is the number 228. Here is the link for the Saturday. We'll call it the Saturday morning draft, but it's 10 a.m. West Coast time, 1 p.m. Eastern. We'll see you guys there. Peace out, everybody.
On me!
I don't want them to gain another yard.
You blitz all night! If they cross the line of scrimmage, I'm going to take every last one of you out. You make sure
they remember forever the night they played the Titans.
At KFC, everyday value meets big flavor. That means getting 6 crispy pieces of delicious dark meat drums and thighs, plus 4 biscuits, all for just $10 with our Dine and Dash deal. All that juicy, original recipe chicken for only $10 every day. Now that's finger-licking good. Hurry into KFC and taste the deal we're cooking up. Limited time only. Prices and participation may vary. While supplies last, tax, tip, and fees extra. Not available on third-party ordering platforms.